Yeah, I'm older than you are, and I'm on TikTok.
Welcome back, Intimates. Thanks for your support on Patreon, making this 2021 season possible. This podcast is about all things intimate: relationships, love, connection, community, consensual non-monogamy, kink, orgies, lovers, and of course, good old-fashioned sex. I talk with old friends and even meet some new ones. I interview people from all walks of life, from recovered addicts to counselors, sex partners to perfect strangers. I'd like to thank my hosts, the Musqueam First Nation, as this podcast is recorded on their unceded ancestral territory, where I was born, where I work, and where I currently live and play. So settle in for an intimate conversation. Alexandra Harbushka is back. After creating the Life with Herpes community to help anyone from suffering the way she did for any longer than absolutely necessary, she went on to create Herpes Wellness Products and offer one-on-one coaching for folks newly testing positive with herpes. Today, we talk about meaningful steps for destigmatizing herpes infections, such as how to prevent outbreaks. For more, check out Alexandra's site, lifewithherpes.com. Again, as a side note, there are always medical exceptions where any infection can be particularly severe or painful. While these are the exception, not the rule, it's important we don't erase the real suffering that some herpes sufferers experience. There are also now treatments like valacyclovir for those with frequent outbreaks to reduce outbreaks, pain, and transmission. Now let's get to the content with Alexandra Harbushka here on Intimate Interactions. Welcome to another session of Intimate Interactions. I'm here with Alexandra Harbushka, someone who's been living with genital herpes since 2011 and the founder of Life with Herpes, where you can find community, toolkits, wellness products, or go on a one-on-one call with the lady herself. Welcome, Alexandra.
Thanks, Victor. I'm excited to be here talking about herpes.
Yeah.
It's a topic I never thought I'd be excited to talk about, obviously, but here I am.
Well, I think it's really wonderful when you can find something that you're passionate about that you feel like really relieves like a sense of horror or paralysis or fear or tension in someone. Like, you're really doing this wonderful service for people that may be really struggling with something. I can see why that would be something to get excited about.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I've mentioned it. It is so isolating when you're first diagnosed with herpes, and I just don't want, I like to call it the Eeyore phase. And as we know, Eeyore with Winnie the Pooh, he's the donkey. He always has a rain cloud over him. Mm-hmm. And he's just, life is gray. It's never great. It's hard. It's tough. He's alone. He's just, you know, like kicking rocks. And that Eeyore phase is a phase we go through when we're diagnosed with herpes. Mm-hmm. And some people can be there for a few weeks, and some people can be there for years, up to decades. Mm-hmm. And I just don't, it's, you have to go through the phase, but I don't want you to get stuck in the Eeyore phase. Mm-hmm. I was there for 2 years, and it was a really tough, long 2 years. I cried every single day, and I don't want people to feel that way. So yeah, I am really passionate about this, because it's all about awareness, education, community, and improving your life through it.
And thank you for normalizing that like sometimes you will go through like a really dark period where you are adjusting your expectations of life and adjusting maybe some of your mistaken beliefs, and that can be a very painful process.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So let's talk about outbreak prevention for people who are positive.
I think that that's
and their partners.
Yes, and or their partners. I think that I kind of mentioned the Eeyore phase, and what kind of puts us back into that Eeyore phase is when we get an outbreak. So it can show up and it can just get you again. It can stab you in the back. It can bring up all those emotions that you once had that you're like, I thought this was gone. And you get an outbreak and you're like, oh my gosh, you start thinking about your relationship of an ex or whatever. I mean, you go back to it. And that spiral is challenging, difficult, also means you still need to work on it. But what we can do to prevent outbreaks, there is a lot we can do, and also speed up the recovery of outbreaks. They kind of go hand in hand. So number one, the most common, or what we know of that's FDA proven, is the antiviral. So it's a drug that's prescribed to you by a doctor or medical professional. And it's an antiviral. It's called Valtrex is the branded. And then there's generic like valacyclovir, acyclovir. And basically what this does is it keeps the virus dormant in our system. So I want to be very clear. This is not a cure. This is not a cure. This is This is a drug that can help keep the virus dormant in our system. It actually lowers the transmission rate by 48%. And so when the virus is dormant and not replicating, so it's not shedding, or if we're not experiencing an outbreak, we're going to prevent transmission to our partners. That's really important. Doesn't mean you have to take it. This is not like, you know, we're so programmed with antibiotics that are like, okay, you have to take the antibiotic for 7 days. Mm-hmm. If you don't take it for 7 days, then all hell's going to break loose. And da, 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 and you know, like, they're like, if you only take it for 5 of the 7, oh my gosh, it's not like that. So this is an antiviral. You can take it prophylactically, meaning you can take it daily to prevent outbreaks, or you can take it just during symptoms. So just when you actually have the outbreak. Mm-hmm. So that's an option number one. It does require a prescription, like I mentioned. And if you have, again, I'm not a doctor. I cannot recommend or prescribe or anything. So if you do have questions, definitely talk to your doctor about this. Mm-hmm. But I'm just want to lay out all the information so that you can take your notes that you're taking and go talk to, you know, someone that you trust in the medical community. The next thing that we can do, there are some supplements that we can take that either boost our immune system or that are also helpful with the herpes virus, mm-hmm. or hurtful to the herpes virus, I guess is the best way to put it. So the stronger our immune system is, the less likely we're going to get outbreaks. That's why oral herpes, lip herpes, whatever you want to call it, has the nickname of like cold sores, mm-hmm. because typically you would get it when you have a cold, your immune system is low, and then you would get a blister on your mouth. Mm-hmm. And so that's why it's called cold sores or fever blisters, right? Like, oh, you're sick, you have a fever, you got a blister, a fever blister. So the stronger our immune system, then we're not going, well, doesn't mean we're not going to, but we can prevent outbreaks. So, anything that helps your immune system, vitamin C, vitamin D, zinc, things like that, just again, boost your immune system can be helpful. A walk in the sunshine, you know, breath work, doing self-care, taking care of yourself. Those things they all really help. So that's the next thing. I want to talk a little bit about, like I was mentioning, the one that's specific for herpes. So there's these two proteins. One is called L-lysine and one's L-arginine. I like to refer to them as lysine and arginine because who needs the L in that part? They're essential amino acids, mm-hmm. which means essential amino acids are proteins we have to consume in our foods. They're essential. We need them. They're the building blocks of our bones, our muscles. Arginine improves cardiovascular health. It improves athletic performance. And it's just great for our veins and our blood flow. So it's something we have to consume. Mm-hmm. What happens with that is it fuels the herpes virus. When we consume a lot of arginine, it just puts it into replication mode. What does replication mode mean? It means that we're going to get outbreaks, or we're more likely to get outbreaks. Mm-hmm. So by limiting the arginine that's in our body can be very helpful. You can Google, I mean, I have it on my website, information on arginine, but you can just look up some foods that are high in arginine. Now, we can't avoid it. We need it. It's essential. So we do need to consume it. But these are foods that can actually increase outbreaks. Just to give you a quick little thing, they're kind of the good ones. They're nuts, peanuts, chocolate, and coffee beans are some top ones. So it doesn't mean if it's decaf or regular, but like the actual coffee bean. So those are some things that can trigger outbreaks. On the flip side, what I really want to talk about here is lysine. So lysine blocks the arginine getting to the herpes virus. So it blocks it. So it blocks the replication of it. In other words, it suffocates it. So we want suffocation of the herpes virus. We don't want it breeding. We don't want it replicating. Our lysine is what it does for us. It helps build muscles. It repairs our tendons. It also helps us metabolize certain nutrients, minerals in our body. It's very helpful as well. So I would recommend looking up some high lysine foods to take or consume, cheese, dairy, fish, shellfish, all very high in lysine. So you can also supplement that by taking lysine supplements. And that has been very helpful for a lot of people consuming that daily. So that was a lot I just gave you. I was just, yeah, it was a lot, but I think by doing these things, it can help us. You know what I mean? And that's what it's about. Awareness.
Yeah. Just having like a sense of various things you can do. So, sorry, there was the antivirals is one thing you could do. And then you mentioned changing the lysine to arginine ratio in your foods. So like taking in more lysine rich foods.
And more lysine and being aware of it. So I mentioned like nuts.
Right.
That doesn't mean you can never have some trail mix ever again.
Sure.
It just means like, hey, if you have an outbreak, maybe lay off the trail mix, maybe lay off the nuts. Don't have the peanut butter. Right. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like just be aware of it and say, this is not going to help with the recovery of the outbreak.
Right.
Or if you're like, gosh, I don't know. I have a really bad outbreak. I don't know why. And you're like, well, maybe all the Reese's peanut butter cups that you had from Halloween could have triggered it.
So yeah.
Actually it's Reese's, right? It's Reese's, not Reese's.
Yes.
I don't know.
I think you're right. I think it is Reese's peanut butter cups, but Reese's. It's all good. It's no one's judging you for that. It's so funny. It's only people who are very, very, very destigmatized about herpes would be like, I'm worried they're going to judge my pronunciation while I talk about how I've lived with herpes for like 10, 15 years. Like, that's right. Good. It says you've really done your work.
Right.
So in terms of outbreak management, was it just those two things or did you have a third one as well?
Well, your immune system.
Right.
Lysine arginine ratios, and then taking the antiviral can be really beneficial for preventing outbreaks or just managing it all together. So yeah, you can go, you know, the medical route, or you can go the more natural route and see what works for you. This is not a one-stop shop. This is a journey. Mm-hmm. You can change, your immune system can change, your lifestyle can change. I really want to hone in that you're not a failure if you get an outbreak. Mm-hmm. Your body didn't fail you. You didn't fail yourself. You know, you went to a weekend in Vegas and you come back Monday with an outbreak. You know what? You had a good time. It's okay. You know? So again, and don't think that like you're a hero. If you're like, well, I'm not going to do anything. I'm going to just suffer through it. Okay, cool. Like,
you can do that.
Whatever
you
want.
Yeah, totally.
Do.
You don't have to do that. You can do that.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So talk to me a little more about the psychology, because you're talking about outbreak prevention and having that rain cloud phase, that like Eeyore phase.
Oh,
yeah.
Eeyore.
And you were mentioning that like having an outbreak can sort of put you back into that headspace. And I'm just curious sort of what you would say to people who are sort of in that place or experiencing that.
One of the things I want you to ask yourself, because we then go into this like, okay, I have herpes. Oh my gosh, what if I do this and I get an outbreak? And I know that there's somebody listening right now that's like, oh my gosh, I have herpes. And you're telling me that peanut butter, which is my favorite thing in the entire world, is going to give me outbreaks. Oh my gosh. Right. And my answer to you would be, if you're eating peanut butter every single day and it's not causing you outbreaks, keep eating your peanut butter, enjoy it. It's more of awareness, like, oh, that could cause it. But I want you to ask yourself, what's the worst thing that can happen if you get an outbreak?
Right.
Because we go to the idea, I'm going to get an outbreak. Okay. So now you have it. Now
right.
What? What does that actually mean for you? You got to know, okay, does it mean that, I like to use the analogy, are baby kittens going
right.
to die? I don't think baby kittens are going to die. Nobody's going to die. Baby kittens aren't dying. It's not the end
right.
of the world. It means, okay, maybe I can't have sex.
Sure.
That might mean that, which is unfortunate. It's a bummer. I actually had one last weekend and my husband and I did a staycation here in Las Vegas. And, you know, we have a 2-year-old and we didn't have the baby and we had a night out on the Las Vegas Strip and I had an outbreak. It's life.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate, but it's not the worst thing. We still had a great time. So start asking yourselves, what's the next thing? Why am I freaking out about being in this phase? Okay, I get an outbreak. Okay, now I have the outbreak. What's the worst thing? Okay, then keep going down those questions. And when you really get to the bottom of it, that's what you sit with.
Yeah.
That's what you go, okay, I'm really worried that I'm going to get an outbreak and my partner is going to dump me. That's really
right.
the issue. Okay, now let's work on that. So again, it has nothing to do with herpes. It's not the herpes. Mm-hmm. It's the other issues around it. We like to use herpes as the scapegoat for everything.
Right.
it now has been put in place for all the bad things or unfortunate things that happen in our life. And we have to realize that those were probably there before. And we need to, herpes gives us this opportunity to digest it and actually work mm-hmm. with it. So back to that Eeyore phase probably might've been there before. And now it's just being amplified. Right. So again, it's all about self-work, self-love, acknowledging it, finding resources like this podcast, finding communities to talk about whatever it is about that is concerning you, getting resources. Thought I was gonna sneeze. It was like sitting there. I missed it. I lost mm-hmm. it. It's good.
Yeah. And like you were saying too, about like feeling like it's a loss when it happens, it's like some bodies are going to get it and they're never going to have an outbreak ever. You know, like they're right. going to get it when they're a teenager or when they're a kid. Maybe they have like one or two recurrences and the rest of their life, they don't have a single outbreak and they don't watch their lysine to arginine levels and they don't take antivirals. They probably don't even care much about their immune system. They might have an outbreak every 5 or 10 years. Like other bodies, exactly. It's just going to be different.
Other people are going to deal with it. You know, could be monthly, could be once a year, could be a couple times a month, especially if it's new. So,
and obviously yeah. like there can be like medical exceptions. There are going to be people for whom this virus is really painful or it does cause complications or problems. And those are serious and we don't want to like minimize or erase those individuals. And also considering the volume of people that have it, it's also really important to acknowledge that the vast majority of people aren't going to experience that.
Right.
That's all Absolutely. I have. Did you have any additional comments?
No, I know I get going on my tangents. I don't. You're not a failure if you come down with herpes, like if you contract it, and you're not a failure if mm-hmm. you get an outbreak. Use it as an opportunity to reevaluate and say, okay, what's going on in my life? Am I burning the candle from both ends? Am I in a toxic relationship? Am I working too hard? Am I being down on myself? Why is this mm-hmm. happening?
Great. Alexandra, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks so much, Victor.
So how did you like it, Intimates? Discuss your ideas with the community at facebook.com/intimatevictor or tweet me at intimatevictor or follow my Instagram, you guessed it, at intimatevictor. If you can spare the cost of coffee to help the show keep going, head to patreon.com/victorsalmon. We hugely appreciate your help to continue making intimate conversations for you and yours. If not, you can always help other intimacy nerds find the podcast by leaving us a review anywhere online, especially iTunes. Or you can just tell a friend. The opening music is on hold for you, made of algorithmically generated notes and chords and played by an AI-rendered saxophonist. The closing music is Gymnopédie No. 1 by Eric Satie. Both are provided royalty-free, courtesy of Kevin MacLeod at Incompetech.com. Thanks so much for your time, and may your most important relationships be filled with the intimate, rich interactions you crave. Be well.